Ay. Okay, were there any Chinese or Negroes living here when you were here?
Well, there weren't any Negroes. I don't remember any Negroes, but the Chinese were down here and had the Chinese gardens down here, between here and Fairbanks.
What kind of gardens?
Well, the vegetables.
Oh.
And they'd come in here with produce in big old long trucks. And my husband told me, you know, in the beginning, Tombstone had two water systems. They had the water that we used to drink. Then they had the other water from the mine or somewhere that they used for irrigation.
Oh.
That he's told me that. And that's what the Chinese used to irrigate their gardens down there. And went right on down the hill because it went on down lower. And I used to see them come in here after I was living in town. And they, one of them was married to one of the Lopez's over here. Katie Lopez's sister was married to one of those Chinese. And I don't know, but there was quite a bunch of them. And they supplied Tombstone with their vegetables, produce.
Did you know Quan Ki?
Oh, yeah.
What was he like?
I should say, by the way, we'll go back. My husband ate his first meal in Tombstone when he came here in 1904. In it, the can-can, and little China Mary was waiting on them, and they used to have lots of fun asking her to give the menu because they loved to hear her run off the names of them, her little lingo, and she had the little feet, you know, that had been wrapped when she was a girl, and so that was then when I went to, he was out there when she was buried, I was out there when Quan Ki was. And Quan Ki, I knew more personally because those last years when he had quit the restaurant, it was closed. Harry had him out at the Good Ranch as a cook. But he had gotten old and so slow that he couldn't make connection between breakfast and lunch and But he kept him, and he was liked by everybody in Tombstone. He was just loved by children and grown people. And he'd want to make you a pie. One time he made me a pie. I never did tell him that I never ate it, but he let his shortening get rancid, you know, and that's what happened out at the ranch. But he was a nice one. He never did ever go back to his family back in China, you know. But he was a nicest, and he had candy for the children all the time. And I went to his funeral. That was one of the biggest funerals out here at Boot Hill. All the school children were turned out to go down there. I have a picture of it in my husband's scrapbook, which shows all those children. And he's buried. He was a close friend of little China Mary. But he had a son and a wife that he left, and he never did go back to China. This write-up about him.
Why did the Chinese leave here?
And you knew about him. He got sick. The men were looking after him. Ms. Masher's brother that lived over here, what's her brother's name? He's dead now, committed suicide, you know, Robinson. They used to look after him and see that he was looked after. But they didn't know when he got bad, and they took him to the county hospital because he was sick. And the town lost track of him. Next thing they knew, he had passed away, and they'd buried him out over there in Bisbee in a pauper's grave. Well, you know, that's when Tombstone came to life. They met, and they sure did raise Cain. They had to take his body and bring it here to Tombstone.
That's where it belonged, huh?
And they sure gave Bisbee the devil because they knew that Tombstone, how they felt towards him. And it says the least you could be a decent neighbor town to let us know. Well, anyway, that was a big, big funeral.
Why did the rest of the Chinese leave here?
Well, I don't know enough to give you the real authentic reason, but maybe the water gave out, maybe they quit having the gardens, you know, vegetable gardens, or whether it was sentiment against them.
Was there a lot of discrimination against them?
Well, I never did know. In fact, I'm not sure. I hope some of these other people will remember a little more than I do about why they left here.
Do you remember any of the station masters or the engineers or the
Well, Mr. Westwell was the first we were acquainted with, and he was a station agent and the only station agent for years when he took that 6 months vacation. And then after that, they were, I've lost track of their names. I should have looked it up. Maybe Jean will remember. Are you going to have any tapes with her, Jean? No.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was there's a man down at Fairbanks, went down to Fairbanks afterwards, that was the cashier up here later, my brother-in-law was. But we didn't have Mr. West was, I don't know just when he retired, he got old. Just who we had after that, I should.
What do you remember about some of the ways that Tombstone celebrated Christmas?
Well, I never did know any difference. It does now. I was out the ranch most of the time. See, I wasn't in town to take active interest in everything until about 1940, when my sister left here mm-hmm. and we came in and stayed in here. And my younger son has finished high school, and my husband's health had gotten to where the doctor says you can't do anything on the ranch, you can't ride, you can't dig post hole, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. So we came in here and took over this house when she left to go to Phoenix.
Well, when you moved into town then?
That's when I started my, it's when Fort Wachupi, you mentioned that somewhere about the fort.
Uh-huh.
It's when the fort was reactivated.
Uh-huh.
We had so many of the young officers and the ones that weren't officers had to live in town because they didn't have living quarters enough for them out there. And so the town was just full of young couples with two or three and expecting another one, most of them, and they were preschool. And we didn't have any kindergarten. That's before they opened the kindergarten in the public school. Well, of course, I was living in, beginning to stay in town. So I began to think about it. That was what I majored in. And I was a good one, too. I had Mabel's two kids, Mabel and sister. And the Huber boy, I know,
Well, then, did you start a kindergarten?
So
here?
I started, it was registered in Phoenix. I was a private nursery school teacher.
Where did,
and a kindergarten play school, and it was registered in Phoenix.
Where did you have that?
It must have started around about 40 or 41. It was after I came in town to stay permanently, and my husband, because he would still ride back to the ranch back and forth, although he didn't do much. But he'd take the little dog, and he was gone most of the day.
Where was your school?
Right here in the house.
Right here?
I used my noggin, and I fixed enough things in the yard, because, you know, nursery school. And then I went from whatever there was, and of course I didn't charge enough for it because it was worth twice more. The skip between getting away from Mama and going to school is too big a gap.
Yes.
Even if, and that's where the kindergarten comes in. But I had some. I had little old Arthur Smith, and he was 3 years old. He was my baby, and I had to go to the bathroom with him. But I would just have a few were like that, and the rest were all kind of. And so I read up on things, because the whole object in kindergarten work is socializing a child away from home, between home and school.
You enjoyed it too, didn't you?
And I'm a natural.
I can tell you enjoyed
that. I got
that.
More compliments, and oh boy, I never had so much fun in my life. And so there were several things that I read in a magazine, I saw in the paper they were using in California, and I visited kindergartens in California when I'd go there on a visit to see what equipment, because I had to just go by on a shoestring, you see. So one of the things was something that they had that you had it turned over this way and it was steps going down. You turned it over the other way and you sat in it and you was riding on a something. And oh boy, the imagination that they couldn't use to use that. So, and then the other thing, it was so simple, was my ladders to my bunk beds. My husband fixed two posts, a post with a iron bar, and we hitched the bunk bed ladder on this side and another one on that side. That was climbing over the mountain. And a little three-year-old had never had got his leg over the top and was and held on to go down the other side. You'd have thought they would commit it. Oh, they was the proudest thing, and they just did it time after time. That's all the amusement they needed. And then I had some swings, and then we had, that was outdoor stuff.
And out here in the backyard?
Yeah, out in the back, and I didn't have the grass. We had rocks, and I had to start getting some grass. My sister had nothing but weeds and rocks in the backyard. But we got by. It kept on moving. And then inside, my young son, that's in California now, that is, he's quite a little carpenter, except he's in, he made me little doll beds for the little girl's dolls, just, you know, carpenter. He took it in high school. And then, I got all kind of things for the little ones. They had the beads, and they had the colors, they had everything. I knew everything from kindergarten, from nursery on up to kindergarten, and whichever one it fitted, they got.
How long did you have the school?
I had it about 8 or 9 years until I got my last bunch that I had that were all ready for school, which was Budge DeVere and the one that's a doctor now. And his father was the up here at the
city. Harry Huber?
Huber. Uh-huh. There were six of them. John Reynolds. And there were six of them all in the same class, and they were ready for first grade. And oh boy, they were just couldn't hardly wait to go to real school. And we played real school once a week. And you never saw such. And I would explain, I says, I happen to know what you're going to see and what you're going to do and what you better watch out for, because I've been there myself. And I says, you have your own little desk and your things, and you don't bother your neighbor. If you do, you're going to get swatted by your neighbor. And they just love to play school once a week. And he says, you don't talk, you raise up your hand and speak to the teacher. Well, they had a regular game out of playing school. And when they went to school, I had one or two that went up there just by themselves. And I've heard the teacher saying, gosh, you'd tell those kids from, you never know they was in the same class with them.
Sure made you
feel good.
They
knew the colors, they knew all that. As much as they could absorb, they got.
Why did you stop it?
Because I didn't want to start another nursery. There was my six graduates, and we had a graduation with diplomas tied with a ribbon. And, it was all fun. But I didn't want to start another little bunch, and then we had the kindergarten here in town, and I felt like I'd had my day.
Where did you do your shopping all this time?
My husband did. As long as I had a husband, he was brought up in the grocery store. So we at the ranch, I kept a list by the side of my cupboard and where the telephone was supposed to be. And when we got short on anything, or before we got short on it, it was put down. And by the time we came to town, we didn't come to town too often those early days, about twice a month, every 2 weeks. Boy, we loaded up. So he did that. He did all that. He knew about getting stuff and all that.
I don't want to tire you.
Oh, no, I'm not tired. How much time are you going to...
Well,
are you going to have anybody else for today?
No, it's a little after 3:30. Yes, it does. Would you like to say some more things? Because I don't know... What you're remembering?
Well, I think the best thing that I can do,
I'll take that,
is to let you take these things If you want to know, you didn't ask anything about the school. This is written strictly on the early days of the Tombstone School.
Okay, you said you had that, so I didn't go into it.
And if you want to take these and read them and get them back to me,
okay.
I think you'll get lots out of them.
Oh, I'd love that.
And this is also, I started my biography for the Delta Kappa Gamma, and then I never did finish, but after I got done,